Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, Mr. Dozier, you are a teacher. How is it that you explain these things to your students? The events of today, the capture of this major, over the weekend, this major terrorist in the Al-Qaeda organization, the possibility of war, how is this explained?
Well, I read Phil as a current events teacher, I should say.
Right. You teach current events and history.
I teach current events, history, and math. I'm also an athletic coach, football coach.
Okay.
I was going to say, I read about 10 newspapers a day. I listen to National Public Radio. No offense to talk radio.
Well, is none taken.
But I want an unbiased opinion, so I come into class very prepared, and I prepare to give my notes to the children.
Do the kids enjoy it? Are they getting anything out of discussing these events?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, because some of the kids are open to it. The
war on terror and et cetera?
Yeah, and some are not. And then some do something that you don't do in my class. And here again, Phil, is a classic problem I think is presented to high school teachers across this country. I don't allow this in my class. Some teachers do, but I'm the only one that I know of who is doing something about it. They utter a little phrase the kids do when they get up in the class, and they'll say, boy, I know when they say this phrase, I know it's going to be white knuckle day. The kid stands up and he says, Mr. Dozier, my father says, dot, dot, dot.
They're talking about what their dad says at home?
I don't know where their father is when he says, but the kids will stand up and say, well, my father says. Now, I want to tell you something. When I hear that, I know exactly what to do, and I say to them, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, if it's a first-time kid, I'll say, you never stand up in my class, and you never attempt to humiliate me in front of the other kids by trying to make your dad look smarter than me.
Do you think the kids are trying to humiliate you, or are they just quoting their fathers?
No, it's I'm the teacher. Their father isn't a teacher. And they know that. You know, most of these kids, they love their dads, but their fathers are I've talked to their fathers. And these guys are mental midgets compared to me. Now, I'm sure they grease up the rear axle real good at the gas station, or they tote a couple bottles of water on their shoulder, but what their opinion is of world events.
But every kid is proud of his father and wants to express his father's opinion. Or doesn't that make any sense?
Well, I don't care what they think about their dad. It's fine. I don't care if they hate their father. It doesn't matter to me. I'm the teacher. I teach the class. And when a kid stands up and says, my father thinks, I think, well, what kind of a slap to my face is that? How did your father get into this?
It seems to me, I remember in school saying, well, my dad and my mom were talking about this.
Right, just keep it at home is what I tell the kids. And this is what's happening recently. I told the kids this war on terror is important. I wanted them to look at this Muhammad guy that they just got this past weekend. I wanted them to know that he was the operation planner. And some kid.
All right, now this is the kid that you were mentioning, Eduardo Ramilia, is that right?
Yeah, that's the kid. He stands up, and he wants to disagree with me about a point that I made. And he says, my father says, and I'll never forget, I reflectively, and this was no effort on my part, Phil, I cracked a piece of chalk in half. Because...
Well, why? This makes you tense, huh?
Well, it would make anybody tense. You can ask any teacher. When a kid gets up in class, I've studied history. I've studied current events. Don't you not never get up in my class and say, oh, Mr. Dozier, my father says. Now, that's going to make it a long day for both of us. A long day.
But again, your personal front is what?
I've got a master's degree in history. I did my undergraduate work at the University of Southern California, one of the most respected undergraduate facilities in the country. And for you to come into my classroom and tell me what your water bottle toting father said, or what your daddy who delivers milk for a living said, or what your father who...
So that's what their dads do, but the kids want to believe...
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but put yourself in my shoes. I mean, what I had to eat through 8 years of school, and now I got a kid standing up in my class and saying, Oh, Mr. Dozier, my father says, I think it's an insult, and I think it is something that needs to be controlled in other classrooms, and I'm doing it in mine.
All right, Vernon Dozier is a high school history teacher. Mr. Dozier?
I teach high school history, and I teach current events.
And you're a football coach.
And I coach junior varsity and varsity football, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number, 1-800-449-8686. Do you believe that you're sending your kids off to school with opinions that you have? Do you agree with this gentleman, at least one high school teacher, who believes that when a kid gets up in class and says, my father says or my mother says, it's an insult to the teacher? Is that at the bottom of this, that teachers are not being allowed to teach?
Well, look, we got to deal with parents all the time. I got to look at them on open house night. I got to look at them during parent-teacher conferences. Why would a kid then drag them into my classroom when I don't have to look at them or think about them?
Do you not enjoy meeting with the parents?
I enjoy telling parents what they need to do to get their kid to study. I enjoy meeting parents to tell them how well or how poorly their child is doing. I do not enjoy, and I don't know any teacher that does enjoy, listening to their... And I guess I'm not supposed to say this.
No, go ahead, because you have basically said the parents don't know anything.
No, I think they know enough about raising their kids.
No, but so what were you going to say?
If I got to sit and listen to them, you see what I'm saying?
I listen to them saying what?
These parents that come in for these parent-teacher conferences, and I got to listen to it?
Well, if they're offering an opinion about your teaching method...
Then they're over the line with me. They are over the line. And I have told, and I'll tell you this, Mr. Henry, I have told more than more than one parent, as soon as they open it up and say this, well, I think your method here, or I think your method that's telling me, see that? That's the door. Get out.
So you've thrown them out?
Yes, sir, I have. Now, this situation with the war on terror, I am trying to teach the kids what's going on. And what's going on is a terrorist organization trying to destroy our country. And then some kid comes in and says, Mr. Dozier, my father, who greases axles for a living, says,
All right, I understand. We're talking about education here with a high school. You're a high school teacher who has a real problem with parents interfering.
No, it's not just that, Phil.
Well, you got a real problem with any parent telling you how to do it, and you don't like kids bringing this into the classroom, as far as I understand.
Why on earth would I or any kid in that class want to hear what this kid's uneducated immigrant father has to say?
Now you're getting into the immigrant status of the parents, you see?
Well, look, Phil, I've been to the homes of these kids. I've seen, we've got a boy who's a very bright kid. His name's Robert Olivares, and he goes home at night to these two parents that he's got, and I've met them, and they listen to you with their mouths wide open. And I don't know if you've ever talked to someone who sits there with the mouth open, but, man, oh, boy.
Why the anger?
Why the anger? I got these parents look at me with the mouth wide open like, and I could say to them, hi, do you mind if I rape your daughter? And they nod and they smile.
Well, they don't speak English.
I'm sorry, sir?
They don't speak English, sir.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. They don't speak English, so they're nodding and they're smiling, and I'm trying to tell them something about their son, and they're just, And I could say to them, you drop your pants. You drop your pants, grease up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And they nod and smile. Now, I think it is time for parents to stop trying to talk about world events in front of their kids, because it completely disturbs my class plan, and it makes me look like an idiot. And I'll tell you something.
There's a lot of, I got to tell you something, Mr. Dozier, there's a lot of tension behind your words.
Well, yes.
Well, hold on. There's a lot of tension behind your words. There's a lot of, you sound as if you must be misunderstood, and
I don't need the kid bringing their parents into the classroom. That's all I don't need.
All right. Vernon Dozier, and you feel other teachers feel this way?
I know other teachers feel this way. I know this is something that goes on all over the country.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tina. Go ahead, Tina. You're on with Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I just think that the kids, my God, you and their parents help form their opinions on
Tina, hold on for a minute. What did you say, sir?
Am I to understand I want to take phone calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, but this is what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, but I want to hear what these parents do have to say. I mean, we're not in your classroom.
But do I have to respond to what they're saying?
I would appreciate it if you would. I guess you don't have to. Go ahead, Tina.
Okay. The adults in these kids' lives help form their opinions. And I think that kids learn a lot better through discussion in the classroom, being able to discuss their opinions and their ideas and see everything from a different point of view instead of just your point of view.
Well, and your name is Tina, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Tina. Wow. I got to tell you this before I answer what you said. Did you hear, has anybody told you that the sound of your voice is a little grating or irritating?
But forget about the lady's voice.
I care. No, I care what you think about my voice. That's not what we're talking about.
I'm just saying it's very irritating.
All right, I want to hear
what you... I don't care. Why do you think that your opinion or your ideas or what you think is the only thing that's important? That these kids don't have any input or nobody else knows anything but you? Why are you so superior?
Ma'am, I am not superior. I am simply saying to the kids, don't ever stand up in my class and say my dad thinks, okay? We can talk among ourselves. I encourage the children to discuss. But when they start telling me, hey, my dad, what's the dad got to do with it?
Well,
your opinions and your ideas and their parents are what influences their ideas right now. That is what is forming their ideas and their opinions and their values. So that's where they get everything from.
Are you all right?
It's just... I'm not complaining about the lady, but her voice.
Are you okay, sir?
I wanted to respond. Kids, if they're getting their opinions from their parents, this country is in deep, deep, deep trouble. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that.
And why would that be?
What?
How do you think children are formed? Hey, where do they get their values and their ideas and their feelings?
Well, values is one thing. No, values is one thing.
They get it from their parents and from the adults that influence their life.
I got to ask the lady a question.
Go ahead.
Are you married, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. And your husband doesn't have a problem with your voice?
No, you're the first person who's ever said anything about my voice. And that's not the issue at hand.
Because
when we not talk about my voice...
Ma'am, I'm just saying that it's the kind of voice that I got to hear from every parent that crawls in here, and it's always the same thing. Oh, my boy should be getting this and that and everything else, and I want to just... Forget it.
I haven't said that my kid deserves anything. I'm just saying that kids learn from discussion, and they have a right to express their ideas and their opinions.
Ma'am, I'm not saying they don't. I don't need them bringing your husband's opinion into the classroom. What's your husband do for a living, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking?
He's a foreman of a weld shop.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. So
what's so bad about that? Why would that be a bad thing for him to have ideas?
Exactly. Mr. Dozier, I'm reading a book right now called The Citizen Soldier by Stephen Ambrose, and it tells the story of men like Tina's husband, cab drivers, insurance executives, all kinds of guys that enlisted and went into Europe and defeated the Nazis. All kinds of people helped this country become what it is.
Wait. Are you trying to give me a history lesson?
I'm just saying, I read a book.
Are you trying to give me a history lesson? That's all I'm asking.
I read a book by Stephen Ambrose called The Citizen Soldier about how everybody contributed to the building of this and the brave soldiers who...
So that's what you're doing. So the answer to the question is yes. You don't have to give me a speech. I know the book you're talking about.
Okay, well then you got to go back and reread it because it tells the story of welders and farmers and doctors and everybody that went over there with quite a brave generation of people. Anyway, Tina, thanks for your call.
You're not going to embarrass me on your radio program telling me about a Stephen Ambrose book.
Go ahead, Tina. Go ahead, Tina. Tina? All right, she's gone.
Yeah, look. That lady reads Dr. Seuss, goes to war, and you do the same thing, and you're trying to teach me? See, here's the thing, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't doubt that many teachers are bedeviled by know-nothing parents, but this teacher doesn't even want to hear a kid utter the phrase, "My father says." Now, if you grew up in a house like I grew up in, there's a lot of discussion at the dinner table, a lot of people talking about stuff that's going on. And it's natural for a kid to say, "Hey, well, my mom said, my father says." He punishes kids if they use that phrase. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know where I'm standing.
We're back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Mr. Vernon Dozier is a high school history teacher, current events teacher. He's a football coach. Where are you right now? Because I can hear the sounds of a garage.
I'm picking my car up, Mr. Henry, at the dealership. By the way, I want to say the garage that I'm standing in is a Lexus dealership. And the reason for that is I'm a very good teacher. I'm at the highest pay grade in my school district. And the reason for that is I know what I'm talking about. I don't need a kid coming in and telling me what his daddy thinks. And a lot of these parents, Phil, will come in for parent-teacher meetings and start telling me, how to teach their kid. And I can tell you, you want to sit there and go, "Wait, didn't you wash your hand before you come in?"
What? What are you baby talking them?
Because that's how they want to be treated.
And I'm surprised you haven't gotten a bust in the chops before now. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I cannot believe the tunnel vision that this, for lack of better words, gentleman on the other line has here.
Tunnel vision.
That to hear that we have such teachers teaching in the district.
Well, I can tell you, ma'am, that I teach kids. I'm not here to listen to some parent's opinion.
That's
about
your problem. Is you teach kids, you
right.
Don't teach people.
Well,
and
ma'am,
that is your problem. You see them as kids, and you definitely have issues, suppressed
issues.
Excuse me,
they are kids.
Some sort of father figure.
They are kids.
Where
Jennifer,
children, kids, people should be able to voice their opinions.
They're
that
kids.
Is the problem we
no,
have
they're not
today.
Allowed to voice
Can
their opinions.
Can I speak for a moment,
they're
please?
Under 18.
Quite frankly,
hey,
we've had enough
lady,
of your voice.
Hey, lady, in America, under 18 means you're a kid. I don't know how it works in Canada.
That's
okay.
Good. Well, listen,
all right, in Canada, probably you can go out and buy a drink when you're four. That's fine. But down here...
Let the lady finish, for crying out loud. Go ahead, ma'am.
I can't believe he's on the show long.
No, ma'am, I tell you, I'm a teacher.
Sorry, but needless to say...
What do you do for a living?
Ignorance. I'm a brain surgeon, and my husband is a superintendent for the district school board.
So your husband's... You're a brain surgeon, your husband's a janitor.
Sorry, I said a superintendent, just in case you didn't hear.
Well, yeah, superintendent of a building. A brain.
Here in Toronto?
You're a brain surgeon, huh?
I am, yes.
Then why don't you go and take somebody's brain out instead of telling me my business?
She's not
brain
taking out brains.
Take brains out?
Well, I don't know what you do.
Say,
go ahead,
regardless
Jennifer.
Of the fact, I don't think this man is a teacher of any sort.
God.
Or I don't know where he's coming from. And quite frankly, I think they should remove him off the air.
What are you doing?
I don't have to listen to her.
Well, what are you doing?
Okay, there she goes.
I think we've all found out that... He's obviously not a teacher, and he's trying to fool the American public and the Canadian public, unfortunately.
Ma'am,
however,
I'm a teacher at the Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and you can call him up and ask. You can call him up. I'm on the staff. I've been there for 30 years.
Will you take your hand off that horn, please?
I've been on the staff for 30 years there. If you have a telephone and you know how to dial it, you can call Belmar Academy, okay? And sure, you're a brain surgeon, too.
And
by the way,
you will,
excuse me, ma'am,
part of their,
where is the brain located?
Staff?
When you operate on a man, you don't have to take someone's pants off. I just thought I'd let you know that.
And that's really funny.
Well, I want them up in Canada with all that socialized medicine. They may be dropping someone's pants to operate on their brain.
I think this guy's a comedian. He's certainly not.
Maybe the prime minister, but I don't think anybody
else. Okay, fine. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Is it rude of a child to come into class and say to the teacher, well, my father says, or my mother says? We have a teacher on the line, a high school history teacher at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and also varsity football coach Vernon Dozier with us. You don't like kids saying, my father says, and you don't like being told how to teach a kid by a parent.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Henry, that I get a kid who stands up in class and says, my father says. Now, if they do it the first time, I will give them...
But you don't like the parent doing it either?
I don't like either one, but the child is the one that I got the real control over. If they say to me, my father says, they write 500 times on essay paper or on binder paper, my father is a roaring putz. Now, that's what we call RP, a roaring putz.
A roaring putz.
That's correct.
Why insult the boy or the girl's father?
I didn't insult him. They did. You see, they brought up the name of their daddy because they think he knows everything. Now, here's a guy who's working underneath a manhole cover 8 hours a day, and suddenly he's got opinions about...
We're Americans. Don't we have opinions?
Oh, God. You know...
We're Americans. Don't we have opinions?
Oh, Jesus. Mr. Henry, I'm sure you're an intelligent man, but I've gone to 8 years of school... And I apologize for putting it this way, but I wipe my rear end with you, all right?
Fine, sir. For an educated man, it's a hell of a thing to say.
And I'll tell you this, the same thing about these kids' dads. And because I coach football, I'm very physically conditioned. So even at my age, not only could I think circles around these fathers, but at 59 years of age, I could beat hell out of them. Now, that's the thing that I think they resent more than anything else.
No, I think what they resent, sir, is you not allowing the children to at least say, my father. Take a little pride in their dad. 1-800-449-8686. Eddie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Vernon?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Edda.
How are you?
I think that you have a real problem. I think that you...
Why are you doing that?
...missing something in your life with your father that you have against all fathers. I think that you're sick. I think you need help. And if I had a child in your school, I would certainly not keep him there and have you dismissed.
Oh, so I guess you think you said something real smart there. See?
I say things much better than you do. You are a sick man.
8 years of school.
You are a sick man. I don't care if you had 100 years of school. You are a sick person. And you must have had a very unhappy childhood.
Wait a minute.
And
you're
taking it out on these children and their fathers.
Oh,
and they have a right to say whatever they want that their fathers or mothers said. And I'm not giving you a chance to talk,
ma'am,
because you don't say anything that you haven't said 25 times.
I want to say one thing.
I don't want
to
hear what you have to say.
I'm
not interested in what you have to say, because you don't have anything to say that's nice or right.
Well, I think, Edda, this is Phil Hendry. Vernon, communicate to this lady in a non-insulting way, and maybe we can hear what you've got to say.
I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Well,
give him
at least a chance. Vernon?
Okay, I'm going to try to say it a different way so that you'll understand.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
No, he is not all right. You can tell by the way he breathes, he is not all right.
All right, look. I went to a place called the University of...
I don't care where you went. I went to Harvard, so what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you went.
You went to Harvard.
You are a sick man.
You went to Harvard.
Listen, I have 11 grandchildren.
You know that you can burn in hell alive?
Well, you will. And I would have you dismissed immediately. You must be really sick.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you.
How many children?
Goodbye.
How many children did you say you had?
Goodbye.
You had 12 children. You think she comes up for air? She's still on the line. I know she is. Edda?
Why don't you grow up and give people an opportunity?
Because this is the kind of conversation they want to have, Mr. Henry. They can't communicate with me on an intellectual level. So I've got to go down to the... you know, down there to the Rosie O'Donnell, Dinah Shore, oh man, all that you know, afternoon talk show stuff, and start talking like that. Now, then they come on and they go, And then I got to do that, see?
I don't want to waste my time.
Oh, look at that. You're still on the line. You're still on the line. I knew you were on the line.
I feel very sorry for you, and I feel sorry for the children. Goodbye.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Take your hand off of the horn. Take it off of the horn. You're acting like a kid. You're acting like a baby. Let's go over here to, I think it's Sean. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this guy's talking about communicating on an intellectual level. That means blowing a horn and...
no kidding. Hey.
There he goes again.
Yeah, watch the horn.
I only did it because of that old lady who didn't want to...
Traffic.
What?
I think that everybody's been right as so far that he has some real control issues and possibly an inferiority complex.
I thought you were going to give me a discussion.
Well, let's discuss. Talk to me intelligently.
All right, here I will.
Explain to me why you want to remove a child's freedom of expression.
Well, no, wait, hold on.
All right.
I believe...
And freedom of individuality?
They're under the age of 18. They have to be controlled a certain way. In my classroom, they don't talk about what I don't want them to talk about. They talk about what I tell them to talk about. I'm a teacher, okay? I don't know what you know about what I do, Sean, but I teach. No kid comes into my class and says, "My daddy," you know, I'm going to...
Well, why can't you take that and build on it? And these people you talk about that barely speak English, why don't, as a teacher, why don't you offer them some sort of a way...
One of my kids is Chinese. All right. One of my boys in my class, a very bright boy, comes from China, Taiwan. He's got two parents. Oh, man. They always are calling me up, and they want some kind of a teacher conference. And everything is bong, pow, bong, what the hell is that, you know? And I can't understand a thing they're saying.
Are you serious?
What?
Are you serious? What is it with you, man? Are you an educator?
Why can't you put them in touch with somebody to teach them English? You know,
well,
the reading is fundamental group.
I would love to do that, but I can't stand there at a teacher-parent conference, and they're sitting there with their mouths wide open and a little bit of spit, and they're all... That's like every Jap movie I ever saw.
Get them some help. You're a teacher.
Yes.
You're supposed to teach,
and
man.
And how do you have a parent-teacher conference with people that don't speak English?
The boy interprets.
The son is there.
Yes.
Well, then now you're insulting the parents in front of the son?
I don't insult them. They're insulting me by coming into my room, into my office, and they're going, "I know, bah," and every kind of thing that reminds me of every Charlie Chan, God.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
What difference does it make what somebody does for a living?
It doesn't. But why do they get to tell me what to do for my life? See, I don't come to your office and tell you what to do, but you come to mine to tell me what to do.
Because his kid may be in your class.
No, I don't come to your office and tell you what to do.
All these teachers, because these parents come into my office and go, why don't you not knock it off with this and don't do that? And you want to hear the Chinaman, when they talk, it sounds like somebody dropping silverware, like the ching, clang, clang, ching. And I tell them to go to chew on a chopstick or something.
Are you you're an educated man?
8 years, yes, sir. I got my master's degree.
You sound like an idiot. Sounds like silverware dropping.
Everything is clang, ching, chong, all that jazz. I'm an educated man.
It's not an intelligent conversation with you, man. You're a tart. You're a bigot.
I'm not a bigot.
You're a control freak.
I'm a teacher.
You have a lot of issues, man. There are people out there to help you.
I'll tell you what. Go into an inner city school and ask them if they don't need some control freaks there.
Let the guy talk.
I spent several years of my life working for one of the states in our country in the Department of Corrections. Okay? That's inner city as you get. Okay?
Yeah. And you could use some control freaks.
You don't earn respect like that.
I pulled my
eyes. You don't teach anybody like that.
Well, that may be. But these people come in the only way.
You have very little humanity in you.
Sir, I love that.
You said it was a sad state of affairs when children start learning their parents' opinions. I would rather children in this country learn their parents' opinions than your
That's a good point, Sean.
Communistic rhetoric.
Communistic? Wait a second. I try to relate to these
Taliban
parents.
Rhetoric.
Hey,
I try Taliban.
I try to relate to these parents. I pull these parents.
No, you don't want them to have any freedom of expression.
I am attempting
to. You don't want to have any opinions.
I don't want them standing up in my class and going, yeah, my Chinese father says this guy.
Why
just
not?
Because he just got off the boat. He can't.
It's America, brother. This is America.
This is the United States of America. People.
Yeah, but the guy don't speak English.
You need to embrace everybody.
How can he have an opinion when he don't speak English?
He says it to his son, who then comes in and says to you, you know, my father, he's recently arrived in this country. He has an opinion.
Look, I try to relate to these. I pull the eyes back. I do the slanted. What I do it for a gag when they come in.
I don't know why you get so... You're such an educated man. Why do you get so upset over opinions anyway? You know what they say about opinions. Everybody's got one.
That's
our right in this country. And if you as a teacher, especially with 8 years of where'd you say? I don't know. South Carolina?
South Carolina. Oh, that's a hot one.
Woo-hoo!
I went to the University of Southern California.
Okay.
Where
University of Southern California.
Have you ever heard of the Trojans?
Yeah, the rubber.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's a condom.
I've been to Southern California.
It's a condom, huh?
Yeah.
I've been to Southern California. I've been to Texas. I've been to New Mexico.
Well, I've been to two World Fairs.
Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee.
What are you,
homeless?
This
doesn't make me better than anybody else.
Look, the Chinese boy comes into my class with that friggin' Mr. Spock haircut. He tells me his dad's opinion, which nobody can understand, and it's because it's a bunch of this hong-da, and all that stuff, and you know the communists run that country, and I'm supposed to be patient with that?
That's why he's over here
you
now.
Have every
you
swinging
know,
Chinaman coming on here.
You're not sounding much better than what he left,
boy,
man.
No kidding. And it's a bad representation of our country, Mr. Dozier. Bad.
Look, I'm 59 years of age.
I think you got ripped off on the education you paid for. If they didn't teach you just a bare minimum to teach you how to take somebody's opinion in stride or turn it around and show them another way,
another view on that matter. Okay, fine. Now I got to ask you a question because now you've pushed me to it. And I will ask you, and I hope you give me a straight answer.
Are you Chinese? Am I Chinese?
That's what I said. I don't study.
No, I'm not Chinese.
Well, that's a bunch of bullcrap. You can't possibly be talking the way you're talking without you being a Chinaman. And I...
What you know...
Why is that?
This guy's an idiot. I'm hanging up on you, Mr.
I'm
Dozier.
A Bruce Lee friend. I like Bruce Lee, so, I mean, does that make me a bad man?
You talk like a Chinaman. You got the opinions of a Chinaman, and you ain't a Chinaman.
Okay, I'm cutting this idiot off.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call, Sean. Thank you for calling us out there on the highways today.